morning, everybody. This is Jack, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm getting my music prepared right now, since only one of the auxes in the studio is working right now. But I have a great show ready for you all. Hopefully, yes, the music's coming in now, which is exactly what I wanted. I have a set full of weird, freaky electronic music planned. This first song that I'll just start it off with is N by Arca from her incredible album Mutant. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
There's the first batch of songs for you guys. That second song after N by Arca was Gardens Need Walls by Amnesia Scanner. And this is Bunker by Nazar and Shannon SP from the album Gorilla, which is a great album released on Hyperdub that I've really enjoyed. Anyways, just heading right on into the next song. The song that is introducing itself right now behind my talking is Angels in the Abysses by Duma, who are a Kenyan-Ugandan metal band with a debut album that dropped in 2020 on Nyege Nyege Tapes, which, pretty cool label. I don't know, it's one of the most, like, dark, freaky, weird albums I know. I think you all will enjoy. You'll know what I'm talking about in a second. Anyways, this is Angels in the Abysses. All right. That warm, welcoming tune was Ran by Pan Daijing. Before that, once again, was Angels in the Abysses by Duma. This next song, I'm lightening it up a little bit. I've got Poison Dart by The Bug and Warrior Queen. I suppose we've got a little time, so I'm going to do a very quick PSA. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This was a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Educational Radio. Anyways, this is Poison Dart by The Bug and Warrior Queen. Enjoy.
Show me now, sing the gun, avoid incident. Call me a repiser, dog. Show me now, sing the gun, what a fucking warrior's fun. Call me a repiser, dog.
All right, the last song there was Eternal by Holly Herndon. That album that it's from, Holly Herndon used like an AI that she had sort of taught to create music in a way. Really interesting stuff, but I really love that song. And I have for this next song, Postcode Wars by Klein from her album Star in the Hood, which released last year, I believe, independently. And it's an incredible album, maybe the best ambient album of the 2020 so far. Is that like, I don't know if that's a crazy accomplishment yet or not, because I don't know what the 2020s will look like for ambient music. But anyways, this is Postcode Wars from Star in the Hood. Definitely check Klein out. Check Holly Herndon out too while you're at it. And I'll just let the song play. Enjoy Postcode Wars by Klein.
Yeah. Francis Guinea. Die of a big disease. Valiclinium. By chance, him girlfriend, she find an eagle. She end up the same way. Back a yard, 17 years old boy picnic. Them call themselves the disciples. And shooting a gun. Hurricane Annie rip out the ceiling of the church and kill everybody inside. Turn on the TV. And all you hear about September. My cousin built up a big spliff. For the very first time. In rocks. It's June. And I can't understand when a rocket ship explodes, yet everybody still wants to fly. You know, some people say, man never truly happy unless a next man truly dies. God, no matter why, times, it's the times. Baby, make a speech. Star Wars a fly, neighbors just a shine on. But if a night fall and a bomb falls, look ya, nobody gone see the dawn. Times, man, the times.
This last song here has been Sign by Code 9 and the Space Ape. Rest in peace to the Space Ape. But an amazing song. It's just like, what other songs like fill you with like dread like that, you know? Very special. And my next song, which is Beginning Now under my voice, is How It Was by Andy Stott from his album Faith in Strangers. I mean, he's one of the best in techno for the past 15 or so years. But this song in particular has some real amazing textures and like crunch to it that I think makes it fit in with the set very well, makes it kind of have a destructive, apocalyptic feeling to it. And I'll be back with you after this song to talk a little bit more, to waffle on the mic. But for now, I will just let one of the best right now, Andy Stott, do his thing. So this is How It Was, and that last song was Sign by Code 9 and the Space Ape. Thanks.
We'll be right back. Anyway, me and him, we're from different ancient tribes. Now, we're both almost extinct. But sometimes, you gotta stick with the ancient ways. Old school ways. Now you understand me?
All right, right now you're hearing Gutted by Burial off of his debut album, self-titled Burial. The last song was How It Was by Andy Stott. I have a little something to read for this song. This is writing from Mark Fisher, one of the greatest, I guess, cultural critics of the past 20 years. Rest in peace. He wrote about the album Burial, that this is from, by Burial. Burial's London is a wounded city populated by ecstasy casualties on day release from psychiatric units, disappointed lovers on night buses, parents who can't quite bring themselves to sell their ray of 12 inches at a car boot sale, all of them with haunted looks on their faces, but also haunting their interpassively nihilist kids with the thought that things weren't always like this. The sadness in the Dem 2 meets Vinnie Riley-era Drudy column You Hurt Me, and Gutted is almost overwhelming. Southern Comfort Only Deadens the Pain, another song from this album. Ravers have become deadbeats, and Burial's beats are accordingly undead, like the tick-tock of an off-kilter metronome in an abandoned Silent Hill school, the clack-clack of graffiti-splashed ghost trains idling in sidings. 10 years ago, Kodwo Ishan compared the harsh, roaring noise of No U-Turn's Hoover bass with like the sound of 1,000 car alarms going off simultaneously. The subdued bass on Burial is the spectral echo of a roar, burned out cars remembering the noise they once made. I'll let the song play for the rest of it and shut up a little bit, but this is Gutted by Burial. I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did.
Sometimes my love, gotta stick with the ancient ways. My love, my love. Now you understand me. My love, my
love. it's time for me to talk once again. I'm almost out of time today, but this was Jack in the Midwestern Ice Radio Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM. It's WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song was Carcass by Laurel Halo. This song is Stretch Deep by James K. from the Mono Noaware Ambient Compilation. Definitely check that out if you are into ambient music. And I've got one song left. I'm going to be ending it with a song from Mutant by Arca, just as I started it with a song from Mutant by Arca. This is Extent. Hopefully you've enjoyed my set today. Thank you all for listening. Thank you. Happy. Have a good day. That was like the worst word salad I've ever said. Have a good day if you're listening. If you're not listening, also have a great day. I'll just let the music talk. And stay tuned for another hour, because WMFO always has some good music on it. So you won't be let down. I really gotta like shut up and just let the music talk though. This is Extent by Arca. Thank you all. Have a nice day.